from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia Green Community College broke ground November 26 for its new $3.5 million construction technology building. The facility will house new career and technical programs, including a year-long certification program. The building is included in the college's three-phase $20 million capital project intended to help update its program offerings and to aid students in getting lucrative employment. The technical building is scheduled to be up and running by the fall of 2019. Greene County legislator Matthew Lavera, a Republican of Catskill, said, and I quote, "This is exciting progress. This is something we have been talking about for the last couple of years. Hopefully more of our students in Greene County will take advantage of it once it's built," end quote. Construction is on schedule despite some delays due to bad weather, school president James Champion said. He said, and I quote, "The new building represents a career pathway for those students interested in obtaining good-paying jobs locally," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Peter Flyerl is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Canaan Town Board last week acted on its 2019 town budget. The approved spending plan totals $1.3 million, including both the general and highway funds, and includes a townwide tax levy increase of 1.58%. Canaan is now one of five towns looking at a 40-year transition in the funding formula for rescue squad services. The plan involves an agreement among Chatham Rescue, Chatham-Ghent, New Lebanon, and Canaan. The cost for Canaan to participate could decrease from the current $188,000 to $174,000. The town of Austerlitz reportedly has not yet reached a decision. The State Department of Health mandates that every community must maintain an ambulance service, according to Flaro. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Tony Drobowski is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Berkshire Bank announced November 26 the resignation of its president and CEO, Michael P. Daly. Daly also stepped down from his role as director of Berkshire Hills Bank Corp., the bank's holding company as well. Berkshire Bank President Richard M. Marotta has been named CEO and president of the company and CEO of the bank and appointed to the board of directors. The changes are effective immediately. The release sent out by the bank did not include the reason why Daly decided to step down. Daly joined the bank in 1986. He is widely credited with growing Berkshire Bank to its present status as the largest regional bank headquartered in Massachusetts. The bank currently operates 115 full-service branches in six states, including locations in Chatham, East Greenbush, Hudson, and New Lebanon. Berkshire Bank has $12 billion in assets. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. New York auditors say the state's opioid treatment program are not doing enough to ensure patient health and safety. This is largely due to their failure to utilize the state's prescription monitoring program. That program, known as the Internet System for Tracking Overprescribing, or ISTOP, requires all prescribers in the state to use electronic prescriptions. The system provides access to a patient's prescription history in an effort to prevent overprescribing and doctor shopping for multiple prescriptions. Under the law, treatment programs are required to check this registry every time they dispense medicine. The audit by the State Comptroller's Office published November 26 found that during a four-year period from October 2013 through September 2017, more than 18,700 Medicaid patients were receiving prescription opioids outside of their addiction treatment regimen. Of those patients, 3% required medical care for an overdose that occurred within a month of receiving that prescription. 12 died from overdose. The audit also looked at the records of 25 Medicaid recipients who were receiving opioids outside of their treatment regimen. The review found that ISTOP was checked just 18 times for the 25 recipients and none of the treatment programs were checking the registry when the take-home dose of medicine was dispensed. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.